some of you spent the summer feverishly coding absolutely ridiculous and unpurposeful uses of configuration in your ASP.NET applications, and somebody won. You're probably wondering who. Let's mash on that. Here we are. Welcome, everybody, to the ASP.NET Monsters. This is kind of a celebratory celebration.
That's good. It's much better than the other kind.
I know, right? In which we bring to light the folly and ridiculousness that our friends have contributed to the summer of config. So back to, as actually, Dave, I see you've got that up. Why don't you scroll down there a little bit? Based on this ridiculous idea where we basically took some image and allowed you to put a check mark in like an actual PNG, and then it would read whether or not you had the pixels non-white, right there. There it is. And that would allow you to actually change the configuration. So that was the kind of the idea that started the contest, and we were just seeing how far we could take config. And did we ever take it far?
Indeed we did.
So we have a couple of entries that we do want to feature. Simon, do you want to walk us through those?
Yeah, sure. So we had a few of those come in via Twitter, and a couple of them come in via GitHub. So the first one, this was like ridiculously quickly after we announced the contest, is Khalid, who some of you may remember from before. So he set up a config source that was using speech recognition. So this was using, the speech recognition API in Windows. So probably not portable to Linux yet, maybe? I don't know. Probably not.
Speech ADPI or SDK, yep.
System.speech.recognition.
So this could, based on speaking, I guess, change configuration settings in your application. So this was a pretty interesting source of configuration data. We really liked this one.
Surprisingly, not a lot of code here to pull this off.
It made me interested to go into speech recognition, but I mostly write like back-end server code, so I couldn't.
Yeah, this was.
Come up with a
we
very
really
good application.
We did. Yeah, this one. This one was super fun because If you put any text into a WAV file and drop it in your directory, then it would extract whatever you set in there, and that would be the configuration thing. So I kind of see it as something maybe you could phone in a message, you know, and
yeah, you could hook this up to like an IP telephony thing, like a Twilio or a Tropo or something.
Exactly, and it would just save that out, and that would change the configuration on your website. So that one is super. That one is super cool. We really like that one.
Yeah, that would be a good one to have. Like, you could just have a website up that as soon as you yelled, "The FBI are here!" it would just completely delete the website.
That's a perfect example.
It happens every day.
Yep.
Common problem.
That reminds me back in the day, like reading some of the old like hacker mags and stuff like that. And there was a company that was selling the kill switch that drove a nail through your hard drive and shot powder or smoke onto your platter, so that if somebody walked through the door, you could hit a button on the front of your case. And now the thing that came to my mind was those people obviously don't have kids. Anyways,
the one I liked was the same sort of idea, but thermite on top. It would just melt right through all of your platters.
Wonderful. Nice. Wonderful.
Good old anarchist cookbook.
Self-destruction.
None of which is part of this contest, by the way. No anarchy was intended or assumed, and the monsters take no responsibility for any anarchist actions. Okay, moving along. A couple more entries. Actually, two from Bill. Both of them were really impressive as well.
Yeah, this first one from Bill was... He's actually able to, surprisingly, edit his config by tweeting. It just reads the config from Twitter. So here's a little demo that he has in a form of a GIF. So he has some key value pairs, changing values for his site. Now when he refreshes, you can see his button's disabled and it's turned red.
And one of the things that we were actually trying to highlight here was that you could actually create a configuration source that did not require your application to be restarted in order for you to modify your config. Yeah. So that was a perfect example. He just tweeted something out, and I mean, as ridiculous as that is, he just tweeted something out, and without having to restart the app or go into edit any configuration files whatsoever, his configuration source was actually able to parse that out, set those values, and the next page request that came in actually used the new configuration values from his site.
So that's fantastic. So you could tweet out the FBI here, yep, and it could take your website down.
Okay, so the last one here is also from Bill, and this one was... It was pretty amazing. I must have sat and watched this video on loop for about an hour and a half.
It was amazing. Great.
So here's the thing. Might as well just scroll right down to the bottom to understand what's going on here. This configuration provider is, we figured there must have been at least five different things in play here. So here it is. There's the start marker, the mid marker, and the away marker. And he's got a device where he's tracking and reporting back his GPS coordinates. The further he walks away, the more the progress bar fills. The closer he walks, the progress bar goes down. That is all loaded from config, and it is loading. It's actually loading as he's moving. Like the configuration is changing as he goes, and he's got something in the background running in order to push out the update to the bar. This is awesome, and we are going to invite Bill on the show, and we're going to get him to walk us through this repository. I think we have unanimously agreed. Am I mistaken, monsters? This is it.
This is it. Absolutely.
Yeah, this is a really good one. So I would use this like based on my phone's GPS signal. So that while the FBI were hauling me away, it could take down my website.
If my speed exceeds as I'm running.
Yeah, I'm basically by my computer all the time. So it would just have to be like, if you're more than kitchen distance away from your computer, take down the website.
Perfect. All these practical uses for configuration. Wow. Awesome. So we've got some wonderful prizes. If you could flip back to that page for us again there. We've got some awesome prizes. Our friends at Progress, who build the Telerik brand and line of pieces, they've donated a couple of wonderful kits worth of the DevCraft Complete, as well as 1 year support and the free updates for the year. So thank you to our friends at Progress and Telerik, the DevCraft bits. That's just an awesome prize. We've got a t-shirt for Bill, both prizes, first and second. So both Bill and Khalid will be getting stickers and Monsters t-shirt. And we also have Khalid. Now, I know Khalid's going to be really happy about this because he is going to get some kind of a photo or a personal ringtone or something from John Galloway. John has agreed to this. We are super excited about it. We are going to have him on the show soon. And he will be presenting some form of personalized swag for Cleed. So I'm super excited about that. That's going to be a lot of fun. We are going to have Bill on. We are going to reach out to him and try and get him on the show to walk us through the solution as well.
So is the deal that you can have John like say anything and that could be a ringtone?
Do you know what? We're going to see how far we can take this. We're gonna put it all out there. We're gonna see what.
Yeah,
we can
gonna get John to say the FBI are here. This joke will never die.
Oh, I can only imagine what our future samples will entail.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thanks everybody for joining us on this special edition, this prize edition of the ASP.NET Monsters, and we'll see you all on the next episode where we'll have something else exciting to talk about.